Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's amazing to think that we are only about a month away, a month and a half away from the opening of Little Caesars Arena, which I'll never
forget. Senator Rock.
Oh, yeah, Senator Rock, yeah. Or future Senator Rock. I will never forget. It was a Sunday morning, and the Detroit Free Press had this huge expose on what the new arena was going to look like. And it looked like something out of another planet, quite honestly. And now here we are days away from it all starting and to get that kicked off and to celebrate the new District Detroit on Friday night, the 28th of July. It'll be District Detroit night at Comerica Park. The first 10,000 fans will receive custom co-branded Tigers District Detroit hats for the Tigers Astros game. And it'll feature interactive promotions and exclusive prizes from District Detroit. And joining us now to talk about that is Tom Wilson from Olympia Entertainment here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
35 days and counting.
Is it 35 days? 35 days till the Kid Rock concert, is that right?
No, 47 days to that. Not okay. That we're being specific. But no, they give us the keys on September 1st. So it's, it is extraordinary. I mean, I can't even describe what an amazing place this is going to be. And every time I go over there, I look at something and I say, you know, either this is bigger than I ever thought it was going to be. This is better than I ever thought it was going to be. This is beyond cool. I mean, there's so much to see. And so much that's just going to be jaw-dropping, I think, for people when they walk in there. There's nothing like it in the country, and it's right here in our city. So it's going to be special.
I know people have taken the tour, and they love it. Everything is just, like you said, amazing. Question I have, will it definitely be ready on time? Because I know they got thousands of people working overnights. I mean, they're trying their darndest to make sure this thing is done.
Yeah, nobody seems to have any problem. Although I did ask the guys from Barton Malow, the construction company, the other day, I said, are we still good for September 1? He said, what time? Well, that's concerning. But he said, no, actually, we've got it until midnight. So I said, oh, okay, well, that's fine. But yeah, they're going to make it. Although, I think every time you've gone over for the last 3 or 4 or 5 months, and even today, if you went in there, you say, I don't know how you're going to get this all done. But there's 1,200, 1,300 people in there every day. There's 300 electricians right now connecting everything from signage to, you know, all the power down on the floor and on the ice and everything else. It is an ant farm right now, and there's so many folks working. And every day, literally every day you go over there and something is done that wasn't done the day before. And so they'll make it. I'm really not concerned about that. It's there's always a punch list, just like if you built a house or something like that. This is just a really big house. So it's going to have a really big punch list.
As you look forward to the openings, and obviously the Pistons and the Red Wings will have preseason games before they have their regular season home openers, are you guys going to hold out anything, I would imagine, for the actual real first games? Like, I'm sure fans who come down for the preseason games will get a taste of what that building's like, but are there any bells and whistles that you're going to wait to roll out until the games count for real?
I think there'll be some surprises. Yeah, absolutely. I think the way you said it, give them a taste of everything, I think that's probably what we'll do, and we'll want to make sure everything is working, 100%, because you don't want anything that kind of is halfway there or anything like that. But there are so many cool elements. There's so many cool elements. If we don't give you the entire show, you won't even miss it. I think you're going to be so in love with everything that you see and every aspect of this building that the next time if we throw this in and the next time if we throw this and this in, then it's just going to be a little bit better experience. But I will say this, is one of those buildings you want to be on time for the opens and everything like that, because very much like in the old Palace days when we used to do the flames and everything like that, a lot of what will happen at this building will make that look like, 19th century sort of game openings. It will be quite a show every night. And And even the show starts before you get in there, even out on the plaza, you know, because I think we'll probably do a lot of our games, particularly in the early going. You know, the Wings have been sold out like 270 games in a row. So I think that's going to continue. And so we'll probably have the games out on the plaza, which holds 3,000 to 4,000 people, just to take the energy that's inside and push it to the outside so people can really enjoy the experience. So if I couldn't get a ticket tonight, at least I feel like I'm part of the experience. And so it's just more feet on the ground in downtown Detroit. And I think that's what we're all trying to do. All the teams are trying to do this, all the theaters, and everybody in the city is just saying, let's see how much life we can put down here. And it's a remarkable turnaround in 3 or 4 short years.
The only negative I've heard at all from people is people are concerned about parking, especially, you know, January, February, when, you know, the Wings are playing Winnipeg or the Pistons are playing Atlanta. Do I want to go downtown if I'm going to park, you know, 3/4 of a mile and walk? Can you address that at all?
Yeah, you know, there's even in the parking lots we control, we have like 9,000 spaces, which is more than enough to handle a Piston crowd and a Red Wing crowd or something like that. And, you know, if you had a Lions game the same time, then that's going to be more of a challenge. If you've got a Tiger game overlapping with, you know, a concert or something like that, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But there's 20,000 parking spots within a 10-minute walk, which is less than a mile. But the majority of those are, if you took the worst spot at the Palace, for example, which everybody is familiar with, so you're parking way at the south end of the lot, in that ring, you've got over 10,000 parking spots. So it's going to be different. And one thing people are going to have to get used to is, you know, the Palace was sort of a unique sort of situation because it may take a while to get to the lot. But once I'm on the lot, I know I've got a parking spot. This is what it's going to be like in a real city. I mean, if you go to Boston, you don't park right next to the building. And if you go to Chicago, you don't park right next to the building or Washington or any place else. You know, it's they actually want you to walk, and we want you to walk 3 or 4 blocks in many cases because that's what spurs development. You know, people go by either somebody else's restaurants or somebody else's bars, or there's so much foot traffic, it makes me, who is thinking about opening up a restaurant, maybe say, you know, I'm going to do that because I can be a destination, and there's so many people that are walking past here on a regular basis. And, you know, I know I now have a critical mass to build my establishment. And so I think it's a good thing. It's just not what we're used to here. And so we have to change just a little bit. So I might have to leave 10 minutes earlier. But you know what? That's one of the reasons why we're putting about 6 restaurants in the building ourselves, and there's been 100 restaurants that have opened down here in the last 2 years, because we really want you to do what they're doing in most cities, where the game or the concert is sort of the excuse for the night. This is why I'm going out, but it's not my whole night. My whole night begins at 6 o'clock when I have a nice dinner, you know, at Mario's or at one of the new places down here, wherever it might happen to be. And it doesn't end when the concert ends, because we've got 6 restaurants, 7 clubs. We got a lot of other things to do. And I can walk around now, as you know, in this city. It's become very, very walkable these days. So we want the event to be an evening. And that's what I think people are looking for these days.
Did you say you're thinking of opening a restaurant, Tom? Did I hear that?
Just,
are you really? Tom? Oh,
no,
okay,
no,
gotcha.
No.
I was like, Tom.
Third person.
Come
third
to
person.
Tom Wilson's before the game and come after the game.
Wilson's castaway.
Yeah. All right. So Detroit Detroit Night is taking place Friday night, Tigers Astros at Comerica Park. Tell us what you have planned for the night at Comerica. And also, what is District Detroit? Like, are there boundaries to this thing, or is this kind of a nebulous area that you are, I'm guessing, hoping grows and grows and grows?
Well, it's about 50 blocks, and in those 50 blocks are the everything from the Fox Theater to and the Fillmore to the new arena, Comerica Park, and Ford Field. So it's and then a whole lot of empty space, and it really was an idea that Chris Illich came up with. We were just going to build an arena, and we put a lot of money into it, had a beautiful building designed, and he said, you know what, we're not thinking big enough. Look at all the great things in downtown, the great things in Midtown, and here's this enormous piece of property here that nobody's done anything with for decades and decades. And wouldn't, if we could complete this whole thing, fill it all in with everything from commercial buildings to residential to whatever, I mean, we'll join downtown and Midtown, and now we'll have a Woodward Avenue that really hums. And so we tore up the plans and literally started all over And he said, it's a 50-block area, and let's make it hum. And that's what we're in the process of doing. So if you look at where we were, you know, 2.5 years ago when we broke ground, and you look at those shots today, you can see that it's actually working. And you have everything from Little Caesars headquarters going up now to Wayne State's business school going up now. And every few months, you're going to see another structure coming out of the ground that we may be doing or somebody else may be doing. But it's happening, and it's coming from so many different directions. And so that is the district. It's literally 50 blocks large. It's got parks in it. It's got parks that we're going to refurbish. It's got parks that we probably will add. And then you'll see other buildings coming up, and you'll see other buildings being refurbished. So there's, at any given time, 10 cranes in the air down here, and we haven't seen that in a long, long time. So yeah, you get used to seeing them, because you won't recognize the city in 5 years.
Tom Wilson joining us on the Troy Laser Hotline. Again, Detroit, District Detroit Night, Comerica Park, July 28th. Tom, thanks for the time. Have a great day. Thanks, Tom.
Good talking to you guys.
All right, there he is. Tom Wilson from Olympia Entertainment joining us right here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.